This is 307 Net Info, connecting community. Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Toby Carrig, who is the Marketing Director of the Johnson County Tourism Association. Hello, Toby. Nice to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I wanted to talk to you because you're in a perfectly placed position to explain to us the proposed 2% lodging tax increase, which voters will see on the ballot when they come, whether they're going to early vote or whether they go to the polls in person. At the bottom of that, you'll see a number of propositions, and one of those is to increase the lodging tax in Johnson County by 2%. And you're going to explain to us what that really means and what it would bring to the community. Currently, the lodging tax rate is 5%, and so it would increase to 7%. Toby, tell me, who is this a tax for? Because people hear the word tax and they wince slightly and don't want to pay it. Who would actually be subject to paying this tax?
Right, that's a great question to start with. The lodging tax applies to those people who stay overnight accommodations in the county. That would include a hotel or motel, an RV park, an improved campground, one of the guest ranches, or in a short-term rental stay.
So that's the bit that you see on your bill when you leave a hotel or you mm-hmm. get your short-term rental receipt or whatever. That's the little bit which has the extras, just like you see it on an airline ticket or something. There's those little extras underneath, and it would just go up from a 5% to 7% rate at whatever the room rate per night is.
Correct. Yeah, lodging tax are all over the place. Whenever you stay somewhere, you likely see that on your bill at a hotel or, as you mentioned, at your rental. You'll see that applied to your fees. And in our case, our data shows that Johnson County, it's 85% of people who are from outside of the region. So they come from more than 60 miles away and stay in our hotels. That makes up the audience that would largely be paying the tax for this.
So really, it's visitors who would be paying the tax, not community members, because it doesn't extend to sort of other hospitality areas such as restaurants or whatever. It just purely
Correct.
Is that overnight stay
Correct.
For however many nights you stay. You just see it would just be a 2% increase from what you maybe were paying previously.
Right.
So the money that would then be collected for that, we'd see an increase. How much do we think that would be, and what would happen to it?
Sure. So the 5% tax that's currently in place, that was passed by legislation in 2020 and started applying in 2021. So anywhere you stay in Wyoming, there's that base rate of 5%. Of that amount, 3% is used by the state for the Department of Tourism to do marketing, and then 2% is returned to the county where that stay takes place. So currently, Johnson County at 5%, state gets 3%, we get 2%. Many counties around the state, in fact, most of them have added that additional 2% local option. So that's kind of the key thing, is that this is a local option, so that money stays locally. So when the additional 2% is applied, it would essentially double the local percentage of that sales tax.
I understand. So 3% is automatically, for all counties, is paired off and it goes straight to the state, and they use that to promote Wyoming per se
right.
for visitors to come here. The other 2% comes back down to Johnson County, and that's what funds the Johnson County Tourism Association at the
right.
moment.
Yep.
And as you and I have discussed before in another interview, a lot of that work is not seen by people in Johnson County because it's actually designated and directed to attract people into Johnson County, so you're not talking to people who are here already.
Right.
Would that additional funds, that the extra 2%, should it pass, would that money also come back down to Johnson County Tourism Association?
Yes, all of that money would come to Johnson County Tourism. Like I said, it would double our revenue. So currently, on that 2% that we get from the sales tax, from lodging tax, it's about $240,000. It's been at that range over the last 3 years since the COVID recovery. And that's been quite an increase from pre-COVID. So we're obviously like to stay at that level. And additionally, if the tax passes, we double it to get kind of that range of $480,000 to $500,000 to utilize. Most of our funds are used for marketing, as we mentioned, outside the area with billboards, with magazine ads, radio, and digital. But we do have a lot of local programming that we use the funds for. We have the community grant program that currently we fund at about 10% of our revenue, actually a little more than that. And then we also use some funds to help the Chambers of Commerce, both the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce and KC, with operations of their visitors information centers. And those are two areas that we'd be able to fund, I think, a little bit more with the tax passing, both the community grants and with the chamber visitor centers.
So you would envisage going on doing what you're doing at about the same level outside of Johnson County, invisible to Johnson County, but that additional funding that the raise in the tax would give, you anticipate being able to spend more locally. That sounds good news for the community, that it's tax that's not being paid by us but benefits us.
Right, yeah. I think our level of marketing is at a very solid place, and we've done a lot both local, internationally as well as domestically. So I think we would keep those programs in place and be able to have an opportunity to work with local organizations to help them promote their events more, expand their events. In addition, I know that the Chambers of Commerce try to do as much as they can in the summer to keep those centers open, and we'd like to make sure we keep helping them with that as well.
So I was going to ask you, what sort of programs, you know, is on the wish list if you had that money?
Yeah, those are the two, I think, two of the prime ones. And then it's mostly sustaining what we do currently. We spend a lot of money and resources in those international markets, and as well as, you know, trying to promote to Rapid City and Dallas and Chicago and Salt Lake City and all these different places. So we have a lot of programs in place. It's a matter of sustaining those programs and keep investing in those in the future.
So to pass, it needs 51% of the vote. That doesn't mean 51% of the number of registered voters. It means 51% of the people who actually turn out and vote in the upcoming election. And then it would come into effect and you would start gaining those taxes from January the 1st of 2025. So a pretty swift increase. And it's something that a number of people in our community have been hoping will happen. If it doesn't happen, what do you think the negative effects are?
I think it would just cause us to re-examine how we're able to market Buffalo and Johnson County. We'd have to prioritize the things we're currently doing, maybe look at some areas where we wouldn't be able to spend those funds in certain ways anymore. You know, in the past, when the last time lodging tax was on the ballot was 2018, and at that point in time, more than 80% of the county voted in support of the lodging tax. So we're hoping that that goodwill still exists in the community. I think the JCTA in the last few years has done a lot of work to build relationships in the community, to show the stakeholders that we're making a lot of efforts to bring people into the community for tourism. And ideally, those will pay off with some support.
So you mentioned that other communities are levying at a higher rate than we are, most of them across Wyoming. Is there any evidence to suggest that when you raise the lodging tax rate, that visitors, it puts them off in any way, that they don't come in the same sort of numbers, that they don't stay as long? Is it detrimental to the business for hoteliers and other overnight stay providers?
No, I don't think people make the decision based on a tax rate. I think they kind of look at the overall pricing of where they're going to stay. So in one respect, I think Buffalo is very competitive and a good deal in several ways with comparing lodging in other parts of the state. So I think there's some room there that it wouldn't hamper our lodging establishments. The second part to that is that much of Wyoming is already at that 7% rate. So if you're going to compare staying in Buffalo to staying in Sheridan or Casper or Cheyenne or other parts of the state, Gillette, you're already looking at that 7% rate in those places. So on the one end, you know, this would bring us in line with much of the rest of the state and also allow us to be more as competitive from a marketing standpoint, where we can spend the funds that already those other counties are already seeing.
How do our overnight stay rates compare to other parts of the state? Do you know?
I think the occupancy in the summertime is very high. I think we're probably in line with a lot of places in terms of having that high June to August into the hunting season, September, October.
Of course, our geographical location makes us a wonderful crossway point for all sorts of different travelers.
Definitely the access is great. We're probably a little bit less, you know, of a winter destination than, say, Jackson area in terms of having the ski resort and that sort of thing. But I think we hold our own with the rest of the state when it comes to the spring through the fall.
So it would be fair to say that don't anticipate a sort of a significant reduction or hit to those who are providing overnight stays based on just a 2% increase on what is already 5%. It's not like a 25% brand new increase. It'd be relatively unnoticeable.
It's modest. I think it's modest. A lot of our lodging establishments are, for the most part, most of the year, are under $200, $250. So the impact of the additional 2% is not something that I think will make people say, I can't stay there because of the additional charge on that.
So as people are weighing up whether they want to vote yay or nay for this, is there anything else you think that they should know when they're considering this?
I think, again, the key component to look at in a lodging tax is that it's not something you see as a local resident unless you're going to stay in one of those lodging establishments. And, you know, sometimes people bring a family in, or sometimes something comes up where they have a getaway or end up at one of the lodging establishments. But, again, for the most part, you're talking 85% of the customer base for our establishments are from outside of our region. And so they would be providing much of the money that's going to come into the region that we can use for programs like the community grants and the Chamber of Commerce visitor centers.
Well, thank you, Toby, for explaining what this is and helping people to make up their mind about whether they want to support this or not. Encourage people to go to the polls and cast their vote. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.